So I'm just essentially following the Maror Mekomos, and we're going to comment on the Mishnah and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We'll just read the Mishnah, but we're going to focus on one aspect of the Mishnah. The Mishnah writes, HaMashres Ishto Al Yidei Shalish. So Rashi, the Rishonim point out here, the language of Mashre, which is a very striking language. Rashi says, Shenosin lam bizonoseha bebeis apitropis, veina misgalgelas imo. Rather striking kind of relationship between the husband and the wife, where the seuda, the mizonos that he's obligated to provide her with, those mizonos are provided in a beis apitropis, which means he's not together with her. It's a rather unusual kind of relationship. And Rashi adds, Ve'ina misgalgelas imo. Rashi says afterwards that Hamashre, Rashi writes a pasuk in Melachim, because this Lashon has many translations. But in the context that we're interested, it's the context of a Se'uda. So it says, L'yivchosla mishnei kabim chita, o mi'arba kabim sa'irin. This is the shear that he has to provide her with.
What does it mean?
It means that he is not with her.
The husband.
The husband is completely and totally
like
independent. Lashon misgalgelas, normally that she obviously and he together are involved in all types of interaction and interaction related to mezonos and the like, but here that's not happening because here it's happening to a third party. So eina misgalgelas imo. She's not. The interaction with mezonos is a very personal one, is a direct one. But here it's not direct. Here it's through a third party that he provides the mezonos. Okay, the mission continues. That's not what I'm focusing on. Amar Rabbi Yesi, lo pasak la'sa'irim, el ha'bishma sh'yosamuch le'edom. Apparently, this type of mezonos in Edom, it was apparently garua. The Gemara discusses it. Those are Te'enim Yiveshim, Amon Azvela. Okay, I'm interested now in this next line. Even though this is a rather unusual line, I assume probably the basics you've gone through, that's why I decided to choose something which was, to me, a little bit out of the box. V'nosin la'mito ma'patz u'machzeles, v'nosin la'kipo la'rosha, v'chagor la'masneha, u'minolim imoy la'moyid, v'kelim shel chamishim zuz, mishana la'shana. And then the Mishnah goes on to delineate a number of pratim with reference to this matter. Einosin lo chadoshim b'mosachama, because as Rashi explains, chadoshim b'mosachama amechameim, and that would not be comfortable. V'lo shrakim b'mosakshomim, because since they are shachuk, they are begotten, they already were clearly used, so therefore they're no longer mechameim. We want dafka b'mosakshomim in the winter, that the begadim should be able to provide warmth. Ella nosin lo kelim shel chamishim zuz b'mosak shomim b'himiskasa b'bolseim b'mosak hama v'shrokim shalom. So my interest is to discuss what it says in the Mishnah. V'nosin lo mita mapatz. Rashi explains that mapatz rach mimachzelet. So these are different types of bedding that he gives her, and as well he's obligated to provide her with Kippa the Rosha. So this Mishnah, what is the makor for this halacha of giving her these items that the Mishnah just listed, the litany of items that the Mishnah mentioned, namely Mita, Mapatz, Machzelet. So the Yishonah right away referred to a Mevish halacha. This is item number 2 in the Maror Mekomos. Very famous pasuk, where the Torah says, She'era susa ve'onasa lo yigra. You know, I already mentioned a few times that what always arouses my pique and strikes me fancy is the fact that this obligation, this tripartite obligation of She'era susa ve'onasa, is found in the context of an amma. The Torah says that, Kim karish es bito lo amma, lo seitze kitzeso avodim. Means the concept called Giyud, Yudayin Vavdalin, that either the master or his son is obligated to marry her. So it says, Yam Nochil, Im Shalamacha, Bevigdova. Yim the No Yadena, Kimishpat Abanos Yasela. And then the Torah says, Imacheris Ikachlo, Sheira, Susa, Vainasa, Lo Yigra. The Torah identifies three chiyuvim that a Baal has Tapi Ishto. But as I said, what's striking is that these three chiyuvim are mentioned Dafka in the context of in Oma. Normally one would have expected this to be found in this week's Parsha of Kisetse, where the Torah articulates the idea of marriage, Ki Kachish Isha Chadosha, and all the halachas that essentially emanate from that. But no, the Torah Dafka accentuated and articulated these three obligations in the context of in Oma. Means even if he marries someone else, so the Torah says, but since you have a commitment to the Oma, so now let's just take these three words and translate them. The word ksusa is generally understood by the Tanoim kipshuta. Ksusa, of course, refers to chiyuv ksus. And most Rishonim assume, this is how the Rambam brings it as well. This Rambam actually you have here. Oh, myself. One second. This Rambam is actually to be found over here in the Maram Mekomos. The Rambam actually paskins the halacha that the chiyuv ksus is min haTorah. This is the Shittas HaRambam Perek Yud Beis. You actually have it here on page number 2. You can see in Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam brings in halacha Beis. Actually, quotes it in halacha Aleph, but in halacha Beis, once again, he re-articulates this din. Here the Rambam says, the asara, the items that there is an obligation, Shloshimem in HaTorah ve'eluhem. Sheira, ksusa ve'inosa. Sheira, elu mezonosel. Ksusa kemashmo. So the Rambam interprets the way most Rishonim, the way the Tanoim understood this particular word, namely kipshuta chiyuv ksus, and that's what most Rishonim assume, that this min HaTorah. This is also mentioned as well by the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Rashba and a slew of other Rishonim that the assumption is that ksusa is the chiv daraisa. The obligation to provide her with bigud, with the clothing, with raiment, that's a chiv in the Torah. The Ramban, which you also have in front of you, on page number 1, so the Ramban is cholik. Ramban contends that the Ramban is perish al Torah, he writes explicitly that this is a chiv, which is a takoras chachamim. The obligation to provide one's wife with ksus is the din de rabbanon, it's not min haTorah. And let's read the Ramban, because this is a very important Ramban. In general, I'll just read maybe parts of it. The Ramban says, when the Torah says, Kimishpat Habanos Yasela, so the Ramban explains that, Adar Chapshat, Sheim Yiyadena Hakon Elibno, Hu Ashidach Sheishatchen Olo, Ki Yiyud Loshen Zimun Hu, Menamoyed Asher Yodo, Kimishpat Asher Yasela, Odin Libnosev Yasela, Sheitan Lamishalo, Kamar Abbasulos. So the Ramban is asking the question that I mentioned earlier, namely, why does the Torah Dafka here decide to articulate this halacha of Sherek Susa Reynosa when really Mekoma Hanochon is in Pashto Kiseitse? So the Ramban explains, and he goes on to say, Mitziva Bazer Kasher Tziva Ba'anoka Va'akol Chesed Me'ito Yisada. This is the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch Ba'arichus points out the concept of Yud is the concept of Chesed. That we do not want, we're talking about a Amok Tana. That's what the Gemara says. Ki'im Karish is Bitol Amok refers to a Tana, so we don't want her to be maltreated. So the Torah, in effect, as an act of chesed, the Adon or his son should go ahead and marry her. Of course, they have a choice. It's not something which is obligatory, the Imam Kedushin. And the Gemara says, in Machlokes, where the most of Rishonim is the Kedushin Nidu, Lav Kedushin Nidu. But the Ramban explains that he has to give her Kemar Basulo. She cannot be any less. She's a wife. And even though she came from the context of being an Oma, Aktana, that does not in any way, that should not be Megareya, her situation. Then he goes further. Yadar Chavaseinu, Vua Emes, Kemishpat Habanos, Asher Yasi, Oso, Havos, Yasa, La Ben, Upirish Mishpatet, Ki Imika Chacheres, Ksheri HaKsus, Uvainos, Asher Zo, Lo Yigara. He should not be Megarea, the Sher Ksus, Vaino, Bein Tzorach, Lomar, Im Lo Yisacheres, Ka Akos, Adi, Bevehove. Now it comes to the issue that I'm talking about, the Machogos of Rishonim, what the status of Ksus is. Upirish Rashi, Sheira, Mizonos, Ksusa, Kemashmo. All the Rishonim assume that somehow Ksus is the easiest of all the three in terms of the translation. The Gemara is a Machlokes Tanoim, we have in Ksubis. But the assumption of Rishonim is that Ksusa is, as I said, Kipshuta. what the Ramban calls kimashma, oinasa tashmish. I think I mentioned already many times that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he asked someone in our shir to translate this pasuk once, Sheira Ksusa Oinasa. Sheira, he translated correctly, Ksusa correctly, and then Onasa, he was embarrassed to translate it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, I'm asking for the Pshul Shamikra. What is the Pshul Shamikra? So he said, Bezal Oshin. He's actually a famous Rosh Hashiva today. So he said, the Rav knows what it means. He says, but I didn't, the Rav said, I didn't ask the Rav, I asked you. So tell me what it means. So Rav finally, he said, conjugal rights. So the Rav said, you are wrong, you don't know Pshut HaShemikra. You don't have a clue of Pshut HaShemikra. So Pshut HaShemikra said, the Rav, what does it mean? You have to spend time with your wife. Walk with her, talk with her, take her out to a restaurant. That's how he translated the Pshut HaShemikra. Now the same explanation I heard from, what?
The word means time.
Oh no, it means time, right? So that's how I understood the Pshut HaShemikra. I heard the same explanation when I was in St. Louis, Missouri. So there, that's a city in the United States for our English compatriots. So I heard from Chashuv Balabas, Alan Green, he has mishpach over here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he learned in Beis Medrash Eliyahu in Muncie. So he told me he was a Talmud of Ramesh Shizgal. Ramesh Feinstein's son-in-law. I dabbled with him in the Young Israel of St. Louis. I said a shir there. I said a shir in the Aguda, a few other places. Anyway, so he told me, I heard this from him in 1981. He told me he heard from Ramesh Shizgal the following story. Marvelous story. Ramesh Shizgal was a son-in-law of Ramesh Feinstein. He was a goyin, a tzaddik. I didn't really know him, but only through my Rebbe, Nisim Alpert, who was a chavre of his, that's how I got to meet him. So when he got married, he married Ramesh's daughter, one of his daughters, and he made an agreement with his wife that once a month they're going to go to the movies. Now the movies then were not the movies today, so don't be chayshed. I'm going at tzaddik Ramesh Shizgal. Rav Nisim Albert told me he was a tzaddik sod olam, besides being a goyin adir. So they would go to the movies. So every Matzoy Shabbos, Talmidim from his shir would come. They have a malka with him in his home. So the fourth Matzoy Shabbos, he forgot about his commitment. It's talking about Tanakh Ksuba. That was put into the Ksuba. And so the Talmidim came, and all of a sudden his wife appeared on the scene. Bezal Loshen, this is what Alan Green, Zechen Levracha, told me. His wife said to him, Morris, Bezal Loshen, you promised me to go to the movies Matzoy Shabbos. The Talmidim were absolutely, they were so embarrassed. They slunk out of that room. They told me, he told me, Alan Green, they pushed it, didn't know where to go first, where to hide. Next day, they come to Shir. So Ramesh Shizgal tells them, I promised my wife once a month that I would take her out. I just pushed her to Chafagesin. I forgot. But it's a pasuk in Chumash. Sheira Ksusa Vainosa Lo Yigra. Mamish, exactly the same shot that I heard from the Rav Zatzal with reference to this Pshuto Shemikra, the word Oinosa.
Nowadays the movie's the other Charosa.
You are correct. Anyway, so the Ramban here, going back, so the Ramban points out Ksusa Kimashmo. This seems to be the most, probably most facile in terms of all the three, in terms of his understanding. Oinosa Tashmish, Vechena Amar Unkulus, Ziyuno, Vigemar Amar Amisha Amar Kach, Vaid Tana Sovim Mezenos Daraisa, the Tanya, this is the bright song, Ksubis, that we had. That the Gemara says, Sheira Elu Mezenis, Vechena Oimer, Vayam Teleim Ka'ofar, Vamuvim Mesugis HaGemar, Shem Dibre Yochin, Vahalocha Mezoni Takinu La'abona. So he says, as far as Mezonis are concerned, that's a Takonis Chazal. וגם בדרך הפשט, לא מייסקי במזונו שער שהוא הבוסר, והרוי שייסקי לחמו, כי על הלחם יהיה אחי אדם, ובו יהיה אחיוב. So now I want you to skip the whole middle, and just go down to the last two lines. And the last two lines, Ramban says, ולכן אמר באלו ברמה שער וכסוסה ואינוסה, על שלושת העניין מה של אדם ממישתו בחיבורן, ויאבו זה כהוגן על דין ההלוכה ביו המזונוס, ומלבוש האישו את תקונה מדבריהם. So Ramban is pretty clear. Ramban says, the מזונוס, and Malbushi Aisha, Ksus, that's a Din Rabbanon. So we have, as I said, the Shita Sarambam.
The Shirt is only did by the Amo, is that what you think? The rice is by an Adibri only?
No, obviously it applies to all married women. But the Torah Dafka mentioned it in the context of an Amo, because she's also a wife. He married her.
Talking to Rabbanon?
Yeah. One second. So, no, we're agreeing that Ona, that's a Din Daraisa. But the other two is Machlokes Rav Yishayim. Namely, the Chiyuv Ksus, I just mentioned to you, I showed you the Rambam, that the Rambam passed in the Chiyuv Ksus is essentially most Rishonim, as far as I know, hold it's Min HaTorah. But the Ramban says over here, unlike the Rashba, and unlike the Magid Mishneh, and unlike the Rambam, that's what the Ramban learns, that's a Din D'Rabbanim, Zakonos Chachamim. So basically he understands Mizonos and Malbushi HaIsha. That's what he writes here on the bottom. These two are considered to be Din D'Rabbanim. Now, the Ramban, what is he based on? So I'm just saying, you have to look here, and the Ramban comes, I referred you to a Ran. Now, I don't know if you could find it on your Dapim. The Ran on Daf, Yudzayinim and Al B'dapi Arif. The Ve'amasril Ubi Gemara.
Which one?
It's on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in the Dapei Harif. Let me see if I could find it also. Here it is. Divya Masa, it's in the fourth paragraph, Narishin Ispatsa, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in your Dapei Harif. Now, if you have a all you have those Gemara, so you're in good shape. If you have a smartphone Gemara, so then it's on Daf Mem Tes. So here, it's on Daf Mem Tes in the smartphone Gemara, as I call them, and the regular Gemara is on Daf Yud Zayin Amin Al B'Dapi Arif, Div Amasa Ubi Gemara Ika. You see that? Ubi Gemara Ika, Tanoi Desavi Mizonos Taraisa, Detanya, Sheira El Mizonos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Polig, Yomer de Sheira Ksusa Vainosa, Kule Liksus Osa. The Kevin de Lakul Tanoi de Begamara Sirulu, the Ksusa Kamashma, same Lashon as the Ramban, Ayanir Loma, the Ksusa Midaisa, Ksusa Kamashma, that's the Pasuk, Sheira Ksusa Vainosa La Yigra, we interpret it literally, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. Of course, it didn't Daraisa, that's the most Rishonim held. Elo Kevin She, Shanina be Mishnasenu. Why is it mentioned in the Mishnah? Why is Ksus not mentioned? So, Nire, Shaksus b'chlal mazonos, that it's included. The Alod the Masis and Tam b'Brisa Tikna mazonos achad Maisi Adel. The Mashma Shaksus gam kineder elam natakono. The Kevin the Sugan the Alma the mazonos Rabbanon kidis verikav alpi. And these two go together. Kasova kita kineder Rabbanon mazoni ikar Mashma Shabaksus einu medibrayim. So here, the Ran is trying to explain this position. Now, the Ran is saying over here that maybe, let's just read the end of the Ran also. So he says at the end, V'yefshad dashin and she'era zekir abasa. Kidador shal abyesi b'gemara. V'yinasa kemashma. Uksusa dashin and minei shal yishamish mitos al gabi karka. Ela b'mitam hutsas. V'kula kura v'yinasa yidasa. Wow. What a pshat. The entire pasuk, Sheira, Ksusa referring to the mita, which they carry out the ina. Sheira is, in general, the word Sheira that we know. Torah uses the term Sheir basa, which refers to, in English you would say, for the English here, consanguinity. That's exactly what Sheir refers to. The Talmud Dvera, Ramesh Kodavera writes, we are the Sheir basa Shlakadosh Baruch Hu. We are considered to be his closest Krovin. His closest Krovim Mishpacha. He cannot abandon us because we are his Krovim. Mipsarcha lo yisalom. Anyway, so the Ran here is trying to explain this position. And he does so by noting that the entire pasuk really refers to one item and the other two are simply explanations of that item or aspects of it. That's what he writes at the end, that even Ksusa refers to Shalishamish Mitosaka Bekarka, Elabimita Mutsas, Vikula Krolo Inosa Yidosa. Even though the Ramban does not say any of this, but he's explaining the Ramban's position. Just one second. So this Ran is rather, rather forward in nature. Yeah. Otherwise, we don't really understand the position of the Ramban. The Rambam and the Rashba and the Magid Mishneh and Rav Rishonim I saw assume the portion. That the Chiyuv Ksus is a Chiyuv Daraisa. It says in the Pasuk, Sheira Ksusa Vainosa Laigwa. So the word Ksus, everyone knows what the word Ksus means. We have many rayas from Tanakh. So you don't really That's why all the Rishonim say the Ran Ramban Kim Mashmo Kim Pshuta. Dvam Pshutim. That's what he refers to. But now comes the Ramban, and he understands that it's a Takonas Chachamim Mizonos Malbusha Isha. So the Ran is compelled to find some basis for this position. That's right. There are other rayas for that also. That's a very good raya. I like that raya. My father was astounded by that lashon. Knaf Aviv. He couldn't get past it. What is the nature of that bitui? Knaf Aviv. Why is that term utilized by the Torah to describe relations that one has? Mazak Knaf Aviv. We know what the word kanav means. In tzitzis, my father asked me. Al kanfe bigdeyem. So mazel lo yigala knaf aviv ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. He was bothered by all these kashas. That's true, it's a gemara. Anusa sovet. But again, the can fake the zelda kasha. And that gemara. How did the gemara get that? No, but I'm asking on the simple explanation of the term knaf. What does it mean? How does the Chazal know? What's the marker for that? Knaf means corner. Al kanfe bigdeyim.
Maybe knaf like a wing. It's a wing of the birds. Knaf.
Yes. Yes.
Right? It's like an appendage that can cover. So like in a clothing, the appendage of the clothing covers, and there's like the legs of the person, perhaps. It's like an appendage that covers. And this is where it comes from.
So, Rav Yazgir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you. When I say that means I don't like the pshat. I don't want to say this on the tape. That's for Shalom. But the answer is exactly correct. Rav Soloveitchik had difficulties with Rav Hirsch. His dikduk is not the classic dikduk of Ibn Janach and the Radak and the Gedolei Rishonim. So he has his own his own enterprise as far as dikduk is concerned. Okay, ani shomer. Ani shomer, aber ani lo mekabel. I spoke about this last night in the shiur I gave on Chumash. I said it 2 weeks ago in the shiur on Pirkei Avos. I pointed out that the term shomer, I used it in the context of Ben Sora and Moria. There the Torah used the word shmia 4 times. Dr. Mazenka Shlita is on the case. He's because I told him, I mentioned 2 weeks ago that Rav Moshe Chagiz, who wrote a sefer on Mem Ches Dvarim Shatorah Nikdis Bayim. So I've been saying shiur on the last 6 weeks in Pirkei Avos. I've now got to the second midah. First one was Talmud. And now we're holding by Shmiah Sa'ozen. So what's Shmiah Sa'ozen? What kind of a language is that? Teresa says Tekasha. All the Rishonim is Tekasha. And Shmiah Sa'ozen. So I explained that the term Shomea in the Torah, Uncle sometimes translates Lashon Shmiah, physically hearing. And sometimes he translates it Lashon Kabbalah. Take a look at the Pasha Ben Sarah Mer. That's what I discussed last night. That Benenu Zeh Sarah Mer, and then Shomea Bekadalinu. Lom Bekabel, says the Targum. Zolu Vesobe, and then Nachabal, the very beginning. That 3 times it says, and here's 3 times Lom Bekabel, and then finally at the end, Bechol Yisrael Yishmu Biro, Yishmu, Loshen Shmiah, says the Targum. So I explained that Tvei Dinim in Shmiah. In Yiddish is very good. To Herin, and to Der Herin. Der Herin means to understand in depth what exactly is being said. To Herin is just to hear. So today, forget about Der Herin. That doesn't exist today. But even the Herin doesn't exist. No, listen to anybody else. Mekitzer, so I pointed out, is a Rashi. Rashi and Bereshit. So Rashi and Bereshit already reveals the, sometimes the Targum translates Lashon Kabbalah, sometimes Lashon Shmiah, and Rashi gives examples. But I said to Dr. Mazenka Shlita, there are many conundrums in Chumash, means Yotzim Laklal, such as, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this one bothers me the most. Gemara says, the Mishnah and Brachas, that Shema Yisrael refers to Kabbalah Baruch Shemai. What does the Targum say on Shema Yisrael? Lashon Shmiah. That's only one example. My father had 7 or 8 examples where the Targum is deviating from the norm, what he should do. Okay, I'm just saying that over here, so I'm going back. So back to what you said. Ani shomea, aval ani lo mekabel. Anyway, so hope you don't mind my... So anyway, the Ran attempts to find some explanation. Now, the Pashtus, it would seem that when one examines this pasuk, the chiyuv meksus and mezonos, what are we talking about? So I always thought, actually my father made this connection. He made a connection to Yaakov Avinu. There's a famous Rabbeinu Bachaye on that posse. Yaakov Avinu asks Hashem, in the context of the Chalom, he needs Lechem lechol beg lilbosh. So Rabbi Nachai says those are the basics. That a person, we don't need meisves, we don't need what they call here in Eretz Yisrael luxus. This is Bishul Haamunitz. Luxus, we don't need luxus. Basics. Lechem lechol beg lilbosh. So I always thought that that's exactly the same. My father connected the two. Sheiruk susu vaynosa leigra. That two of them are very fundamental. That a husband has to be doing for the tzrochim, the basic tzrochim of his wife. And that's what I assume is what the Ramban has in mind. And that's what the Ramban over here, when the Ramban says that ksus mezonos is one takona, and his lashon is haksus bichlal mezonos ve'enu elam in atakona. And that also I understand from the Tanoim, who actually follow that position. And as I said, the Ramban here in Hilchos Ishus that we just read, and means the question, those who learn the Chiyum Bezonos and Ksus from the word Sheira Ksusa. But it's clear that one can actually be mechalek between these items, and the simple pshat is not to really lump them all together, and that's what I referred you here. I didn't write it out actually, but I on number four, there's a mechilta. I'm going to read Lashon Mechilta to you. Whatever you want to see in mechilta, I mean, I don't own a mechilta, so I use the Malbim. The Malbim actually often cites the mechilta, and he comments come out on every mechilta. The Malbim is Perish Al Torah. So I'll read the Lashon Mechilta. I wrote it down for myself. So the mechilta says, there it says, Rabbi Yonason, it's in the mechilta Rabbi Shmuel. There are two mechiltas, Kayadu Alachem, mechilta the Rashbi, mechilta Rabbi Shmuel. I'm not going to go into that right now. There are many distinctions between the two, and there's what to be mine. Anyway, so Rabbi Yonason says the following. He dashed into Pasuk. The whole Pasuk, he says, namely, Sheira Ksusa Ve'enosa Lo Yigra, not as the Ran explained just now. The Ran said the whole Pasuk is talking about what? Oh no. What is the Rabbi Yonason saying in the Chilta? The whole Pasuk is talking about Ksus. How is that possible? Sheira refers to Ksus. Ve'enosa refers to Ksus. Ksus, I understand. That refers to Ksus. But how does he understand She'era and Oinos is referring to Ksus? He has a Kal V'chomer. Here's the Kal V'chomer. I'm reading the Lashon of the Kal V'chomer. Mezonos minayin. How do you know that a husband is obligated to provide his wife mezonos? Amid Kal V'chomer. Uma dvarim she'enon kiyum nefesh. Something that's not a kiyum nefesh, such as Ksus. It's not. You're able to survive without Ksus. Or minimalistic sus, that you cannot withhold from her. Dvorim shein kiyum anefesh, dinu shelo tera shoy limnoam imenu. So mezonos is kiyum anefesh. That's something which is basic, fundamental, in order that she should be sustained. So apparently, the way the mechilta presents it, that the chiyuvim are there's a similarity. There's a mechane meshutaf between all these chiyuvim, but obviously in terms of the ramat chiyuv, the level of chiyuv, there are distinctions. Now, essentially, the way the Chilta presents it, the chiyuv mezonos is more chomor than the chiyuv of ksus. Why? Because it calls it kiyum anefesh. Chiyuv mezonos is chayi nefesh, or kiyum anefesh, and I assume that itself is enough to make a kal v'chomer. And as we can still assume that all of them are one, ksus and mezonos, it's all one inyan. However, in terms of the Ramah, as I said, one is Chayin Nefesh and one is not Chayin Nefesh. That's the Pashup Shat in this Mechilta. Clearly, the Mezonos is Kiyum HaNefesh, Chayin Nefesh, Mashayin Kein, Ksus, less so, to a lesser degree. And there's also, I found the Yerushalmi, this I did write down over here, number five. I saw Yerushalmi in Gittin, that the Yerushalmi says that Ksus is also included in Chayin Nefesh. And the Yerushalmi says the following. I wrote it down, number five. Ha'omer Eini Zan, Ve'eni Mefarnes, person decides, I'm not going to give my wife mezonos, nor will I provide her with beged. Rabbi Yirmiyah bo yikume Rabbi Abo v'kayfin. Yes, the Makasha, is it possible that this should be subject to kviya, to compel him to legarish his ishto, because he refused to provide her with this? Amalo, im mipnei reach ra kayfin, loikoshkim nechayi nefesh. So here this Yerushalmi assumes that this is also chayi nefesh. Ksus is considered to be chayi nefesh. So we have really different makaras regarding how you view these particular items. I would say al pisvara that the one that's chayin nefesh is clearly mezonos, the way the Chilta presents it. What?
We had a full circle.
Right, that's correct. And as a matter of fact, there's another distinction between Ksus and Mizonos that there's a Shita also quoted in the second Mechilta, the Mechilta of the Rashbi. I didn't bring it down either. But I saw that the Mechilta of the Rashbi also dashes the entire Pasuk refers to Ksus, but unlike the position of Rabbi Yonason that I mentioned at the beginning, he doesn't allow Mizonos from a Kavachomer. So now I want you to read with me, if you don't mind, the Shiltas number 6. I wrote it out, the Shiltas. And I also wrote out the Nativ in his parish on the Shiltas. So the Shiltas quotes the position of Rabbi Lazar that Ksus is min HaTorah, Ksus is Daraisa, but Mizonos is Rabbanan. Now, that also I could understand very simply because the word Ksus, so the way the older Rishonim say, Kimashmoa. The word Ksus means clothing. Everyone knows that. Someone asked me from this week, Hineyu Loch Ksus Einayim, the Pasuk in with reference to Abimelech. How do you translate that? Hineyu Loch Ksus Einayim. But the context there is a different context. Beis Kolvin Ochochas, the Torah says. There it doesn't mean Ksus, but where else do you have the term Ksus in Tanakh? Besides over there, and besides over here, Mishpatim? What was that? Al-Hog Gufa Dabachina, that's what we're talking about. But I ask you, where else, outside of this Pasuk, of Sherek Ksus Vainosa, and that Pasuk over there, in Eloch Ksus Einayim? The word Ksus, so my father contended that Ksus is not a Tanakh Loshen. It's only found very few times in Tanakh, that's true. I didn't Google to see what the story is, but I don't think it's found often in Tanakh. But there are the Lashonos of Tanakh, and the Lashonos of the Torah, and the Lashonos of Mishnayos, and the Lashonos of Gemara. Anyway, the reason why I say all this, because this Shiltis, the reason I'm Zoche to the Shiltis is because I mentioned that I, for about 10 years, I said a shir on the Shiltis in my old neighborhood. I used to say once a week for 3 hours, with the Netziv and the Shiltis. So there was a group of people who had an interest. Bivrit, kamuvan, Lashon HaKodesh. There were some Yisraelim Shama. Anyway, B'kitzur, so this is why I came across these Shiltas. So Rabbi Lazar says over here, take a look at the Shiltas, I wrote it down, that he says, and this is what the Nativ interprets the Lashon. I'm reading, Al-Maksav Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Kulei Kroa B'Ksus Mishtoi. He understands the entire Pasuk is talking about Ksus. Aina lo tzvich HaKroa. Said, Aina is obvious. That's a Milsa de Pshita. Mizonos takat et rabbonon, and Mizonos is takonos chazal. Right. I mean, the truth is, it's very difficult because like what we said earlier. So take a look at the Netziv. I show my perish on the Netziv, but zel shono. So I just copied the Netziv. The shiny begodim. Look what he writes here. Shein derech ha'isha lihistabik maisi adeh. The tachshit in Noshim Einam Shir. What a loshim. Mashu. Madim. Emes Lamito. Okay. Tachshit in Noshim Einam Shir. Ve Einam Al Balayim. The Amanas Cain, Nises. That's the reason why she got married. So you can provide her with, I mean, that's the famous chazal that I deal with women that you probably don't have to deal with. So, They often ask me, "Ein isha la yefi, ein isha la tachshitin." What? It's all over Shas many times in Tainis, in Yavamis, you other places in Ksubis. Anyway, this is a favorite. What does it mean? Does not mean that that's her exclusive. I have to be politically correct. I'm bound. What can I do? Doesn't mean exclusively that's her function. One of the aspects of women. There are many aspects of women. Women are variegated, are very diverse. And this is one of the aspects, Yofi, and Tachshitim, and Kishutim, and Begodim. Anyway, so the Tzib writes over here, Tachshitim, Noshim, Einam, Shir, Ve'einam, Al-Balim. I'm involved now with a young couple, that he's a little bit of a, what's the term? Miserly, niggardly kind of fellow. Rather, mitzumtzum with his money. And they're having difficulties, because he refuses to buy her, and she wants to have a nice wardrobe. I told him it's a Gemara. It's a din of shalach. That's your obligation. That's your chiyuv. And oyla imo v'ni yoredes imo. She comes from an aristocratic family. He less so. All these are areas of halacha that have to be examined anyway. So I told him that he must. He has no choice. So the tzid goes further, and he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis and the New Testament on the base. Ani shalach tachshitim. And then he writes further. I'm just reading over here. It says that he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Beis and Beis, "V'she'ishto mekalosu befanov." That's a Mishnah later on, and Daf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah says, "What are grounds for divorce?" So the Mishnah mentions among the items that are ground for divorce, where ishto mekalosu befanov, hamekales yolda befanov. That's not a good situation where that kind of atmosphere exists, where imprecations are being hurled at each other or at the other one's mishpacha. That is, you're sowing the seeds of destruction. He says in the tip further, Amar Rava al iske tachshitim. Ubishol ha-melech tziv. Look, he brings a raya in the tziv. Ha-malbishchem shonim adonim. This is the famous, well-known Haftarah. V'doshu v'medri shmuel sho yamala tachshitim l'neshei ha-anoshim sho'ochol ha-melchama. Chazal say that's what he did. He would actually, men who went to war, soldiers, their wives were provided by the governmental authorities with tachshitim. Av mezonos derech kolodim mispanis imaisi yodah v'listabik b'hem imaati imharbe v'lo olo al daitim v'shas nisuin shagiyu lezeh. So basically what emerges from the Nesiv, the way I understand it, I mean, one is a technical kind of svara, and one is much more inherent. Number one, the Nesiv says that the maisi yodahim of a woman, she has the wherewithal, the sapik mezonoseha, but it doesn't provide for begadim and tachshitim. Mezonos, yes, that's more or less a correspondence between the maisi yadayim of the woman and the mezonos. However, begadim and tachshitim, eludvam she'enem shir. That's what the Nesiv says. So that's not obviously covered by the maisi yadayim. Secondly, a woman, says in the Nesiv here, she gets married. Why? Al menas she'yal l'abayla begadim and tachshitim. That's the reason why she gets married. This is a tnai kol lemaisa. This is a prerequisite for marriage that you provide her with begadim v'tachshitim. I know that's part of the entire telos of nisuin. That's the reason why she gets married. Mashen ki mezonos. Mezonos don't fit into that category. So this is what I see actually from this remarkable nitziv. So I just want to add one thing, because the Gemara said that also that we had, and this is number 7. Gemara daf nun tesim abeis. Take a look, actually, as you look in the New Testament page, you see where the Gemara quotes this din. The Gemara says, "En isha ella l'tachshitim." Okay, it's true. You're saying there are shiurim, there are echanami. No, that's what I say. Technically, there's a shiur.
He's saying like poetically.
I don't like the term poetically. This is clearly something that's built in the very fabric of marriage. But it's not a you're right, you're 100% right, I understand. So, Enechonami, Meikra Adin, what you said is correct. That's right, that's Meikra Adin. But what he's saying is, Liyasa Sa'ez, or if you will, if you want to maintain the quality of marriage, etc., you have to go beyond. Anyway, to here, if you look in this Sugya, and Daf Nun Testament Beis, the beginning of the Gemara is also, this is, someone just asked me, a young man, who just got married recently, he said to me that his wife told him that his wife is into the learning mode. So she has 24 obligations. She seems to know this Mishnah. Does that apply with Maneno? I said, probably in your case not. I don't know how many domestics you have, or how many Filipinos, or how many who knows what you have working for you. So where the Mishnah indicates over here. But he said to me that Habatolam Mevila Deshiyamum. He also knew the Mishnah. He learns Daf Yomi. Anyway, so Bikitzer. So I want to go on the Gemara that goes on the right. Gemara says Ein Isha LeYofi, Ein Isha LeLabonim, Ein Isha LeTachshit Isha, and Harotze Sheyadin Es Ishto Yalbishena Klei Pishdan, and on and on. So Rashi over here comments the Tachshit Isha says Rashi Sheyiknu LaTachshitim LeHisnois Bahem. That's what a husband should do. And should purchase for his wife tachshitim lis nos b'hem. So the Pashup Shad and the Sugya that was talking about, this Mishnah is talking about chayva so isha l'bayla. The Mishnah is the 24 malachas that a woman is chayv to do for her husband, the obligation of a woman vis-a-vis her husband. So it would seem that this statement of ein isha l'tachshitim, ein isha l'bonim, ein isha l'yofi, ein isha l'kishutim, all these statements come essentially to define what the tafkid of a woman is klapi her husband. That's what we're trying to do. Even though Rashi does not say that, but actually Tosfos and Daf Nun Testament Beis, we saw that Tosfos, and if you saw Divrei Maaschil, Tani Rabchia, you see that on the bottom of the page, Ein Isha L'Yofi, Lo polagela tochenes va'ifa umeinikas bino v'chayetzem. Shemachicho shayfia. All these hard work will obviously have an impact on her natural beauty. Avala aiseh betzemer lo polag. The ma'aseh yadeh atachem mezaynes. So there are rishonim actually who argue with Rashi. When Rashi says what he says, I just told you that the idea of tachshitim lichora, since the Mishnah is talking about chobas ha'isha lebaila, so we're coming to define what a tafkid of a woman is klapei baila. As I said, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the idea of tachshitim lehisnos. But I'm just pointing out that the Taisis and Taisis and also the Ritva, the Taisis over here, they argue. When Abchiyah said what he said, is he actually defining the tafkid of a woman? Or perhaps what he's suggesting is that he's pattering a woman from any malacha hamachisha et yofya. If there's a malacha that's going to undo her beauty, so then the woman is pater from doing that kind of a malacha. That seems to be the subject of a big machlokas. But I'm going back to our issue, and that our issue is the chiyuv aksus is obviously a very integral chelik of nesuin. Hey mitzad ha'isha, hey mitzad ha'bal, and it could be there's a mutual obligation regarding sus. Maybe the obligation is of a mutual nature, both mitzida as well as mitzida. What I'm suggesting is that just a husband is chayev l'sapik l'ishto ksus, she's also chayevet l'hiskashit b'fonav. I mean, there's a two-way street over here. She's obligated to be in a state of, one of the issues that people who are family psychologists deal with is exactly this issue. Sometimes people get older, they no longer have an interest in appearing in a comely fashion, put it that way. And that can present major shalom bayis issues. That's what I do as a rav. So this seems to be, as I said, a mutual kind of obligation, mishner atzdodim. And that's why there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a famous Yerushalmi. I think I noted this Yerushalmi here as well. And this Yerushalmi is going on, it's actually attached to number 9 over here. But Yerushalmi writes that a woman, hamisarevet lehiskashet, she refuses to adorn herself, which is of course a natural, that's when Chazal say inisha l'yefi, that's what they mean. It's natural for a woman to actually, to quote the Yiddish, faputzt, that's the lashon. That's how Salvation used to use that lashon. Faputzt, mean to be in a state of kishut. So a woman who refuses to do so, the halacha is she's called alpidin and meredes. She loses her ksuba. As they state in Yerushalmi, there's a whole deen of Shulchan Aruch about this, but it's a klal Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a woman who either uncovers megala rosha, that we actually had over here as well, it's also the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis. This is the subject I'm involved with this issue, left and right, because of your man, the Dayan, Zechen Lebracha from Gateshead, Dayan Folk. So he wrote that, I spoke about that. He wrote that sefer. You don't have that sefer. You have it. And I told you, I used to use that sefer in one of the women's institutions that I was in, that I started, that I founded. And after 1 week, I quickly realized this sefer is not matim for these young women. And there's also even a companion, Dr. Mazankis, you don't have this sefer. There's a companion work, which is essentially sketches, pictures of how the clothing should appear on the person. So I thought in my naivete, this goes back to Rabbi Yasger many years ago, over 2 decades ago, that this would be a good thing because I was looking for something in English and discovered Chumas Agave Chumas. I think I mentioned to all of you that I wrote him a letter after I went through the Sefer, 300 Ma'am Mekaymas, about 25 pages. I said, Haras, he doesn't quote Ma'am Mekaymas. So he writes me back that I'm going to, Mitzvah Hashem, put out a Sefer that will have the Ma'am Mekaymas. So I waited and waited and waited. 10 years later, I want to see what a yeki is. He puts out a sefer, thicker than the first sefer. He's a makaris with the sefer of the first sefer that he wrote. And Ma'ar Mekomos for every single page. And he has my original letter 10 years later. What a yek, what an Englishman, a proper Englishman. And he points to the page in which the makar is quoted for that particular halacha. I was so astounded by that. Just that alone astounded me. I'm not talking about the Ma'am Mekomis that I disagreed with half of them. But he's a goy nadir. He also wrote what you mentioned, Shels and Chubas, and was a giant, dying folk, really. He was nifter, relatively a young man. And he was an unbelievable giant. Okay, but back over here, so the Yerushalmi says that a woman who uncovers her head, that's a Mishnah in Daf and Beis, or she doesn't want to be Miskashe, Kedei Lahachis Labayla. She's called a Maredis, Al Pei Halacha. She has a Din of Maredis. And her Ksuba is, in effect, going to be torn up. And this is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, it's quoted in the name of the Rav Yoh. Others actually bring it as well, I saw. So if according to the other Shitas, we said that the Chiyav and Ksus and Mizonos are somehow parallel, according to this Shita, the Chiyav and Ksus apparently is parallel to the Chiyav of Ona, Dafka. Just like the Chiyav of Ona is integral to the very Nisuin, it's considered to be an integral part of the Maisa Nisuin. So we paskin, the Tanai is bottle. Only the Dabashim and Mammon, it's no Kaya. With reference to one of the items, that's the Gemara of Shas. And but however, as far as the owner is concerned, the Chiyav is simply a mutual Chiyav. A woman who prevents, whose Monah Nibayla Tasha Mito is called Meredes. A woman, Shemesarebet, the Iskashet, Gamkin, Mugderet, Meredet. Also has the same status, she did be a Meredes al Pi Alocha. So it comes out that according to all these Shitas, with the exception of the Shita of Ablaz Ben Yaakov, quoted here, item number 6, by the Shiltos, according to all the Shitas, the Chiyav of Ksus and Mizonos are essentially parallel. And this we see in Halacha as well. Now I want to read to you the Rambam that you have here on this page, on page number 2, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus in Perek Yud Gimel. So the Rambam in Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin, the Rambam essentially brings us down the Halacha. He says in Vav, when he tells you about, if you look, you want to see it before, okay, and look in Gimel, we'll start with Gimel. You see Gimel? He's talking about Ksus. What is he obligated to give her? I'm involved with another situation now. Also a young couple, not the one I referred to earlier, another one. And she would like to have not just clothing, but very expensive clothing that are beyond his means, beyond his budget. And so the question is, so I'm trying to make a pshara over here. I mean, because we're talking about thousands of dollars. Thousands. Alafim, Rav Munitz. Alafim. Anyway, so here, the Rambam has in the beginning of Perek Gimel, Kamaksus, we saw this in the Gemara, and then in Halacha Beis as well. And then he says, Yesh Mekomo Sheyu Shem Habgodim B'yokir Harbe, or B'zol Harbe, Hal Ikar, Shesom Chim Alav, meaning Halacha Beis, Shemechayim Nasal Litein, L'Habgodim Aruya, B'masak Shomim, Masak Hamar, we saw before the very beginning of the Shia. Halacha Gimel, U'b'chlal Aksus, Shemechayim Litein, L'Kli, Klei Bayit, U'mador Sheyoshevet Bo, U'mayin Klei Bayit, Mita Mutzat, U'mapatz, U'machtzel Adeshev Aleh, U'klei Achilo Shtia, Gom Kedera. One of the young women told me she wants to have an island in her kitchen. An island. They have a small apartment in Eretz Yisrael here. But she wants an island in her kitchen. So she saw an island that's bigger than her entire apartment. Exactly how is it going to fit into the apartment? So she said, isn't my husband mechuyev to purchase for me? She quotes me a Gemara. The Gemara said at the end of Brachos. Kama noem dira zo. Sheyoder shalisha tiplabo. Dira. So it says, the Gemara the end of Brachos, last parak. Kama no dira zo, sheyoder shalisha tiplabo. So she can't be metabolim, she doesn't have a dira no. That's what she told me. There are women who are very knowledgeable today, Rabbi Yunitz. They learn a lot. Anyway, the kids are...
And they know what they want. She doesn't want...
That's also correct. Anyway, so I'm not... I want to read...
The kitchen won't fit.
Okay. Klei achilo shtia, kdei rakaara, kos bakbo kiyotzubem, Vamodar, she soich al abayi shel dalal al dalal amas. That's what I say. Dalal al dalal. V'tiyer v'chava, chutz ala kadeh dishtamish bo. V'yeh lo beis hakise, chutz mimeno. Okay, beside the dalal al dalal, you need a beis hakise. Okay, now I'm reading Vav and Zayin. That's what I'm interested in. So in Vav, the Rambam says, V'lo ha'isha bilvad el abonu v'mleis v'aktanim, v'nei shei shepochos, chayav liten lehem ksusam asapeket. That's a Gemara. We just had that, no? Is that today's daf? Rabbi Bam, you would know. That till the age of 6, he's mechuyev to provide for them, and we continue. We play Tashmi Shemba the Lishkamba Venu Nosem Lefi Oshro Elak Vitzorchan Bilvad Zeh Klal Kol Mi Sheishal Av Mezoynes Ben Mechay Ben Achar Moso Yeshu Tzus U Play Bayis Shemba V'Chol Shebez Mechul Mezoynesav Kach Mechul Diksus U Play Bayis U Mid Doro. So the Ram gives you a klal, and the Ram goes on in Halacha Zayin Ha'isha Sholach Vayla. He says U Paska Lo Paskul Abez Mezoynes Diksus U Play Bayis Uschar Moso Ein Paskul Atachshit. Of course, she's an almana, That's a Gemara also, that we don't have to worry about Kishutim, because there's no one for whom to be Mitkashin. Avamishen is Shlata Baila, Oshin is Charesh, Poisil Atachshin, because she's still married, even though he's not functioning. V'din Abala Mishno, B'tayin Saksus V'akelim, U'schar HaModor, K'dinam B'tayin Samazono, Simomar, Hu Nasati V'yomes, Lo Nasati Din Echod Lakol. So, what's very fascinating is that you see from the Rambam that the Rambam quoted this, La'alocha, Ksusim Mezonos, are clearly parallel according to the Rambam. Now, the next Maran Makom, as you see, in item number, this is the famous one, number 9. The Gemara says in Ksubis that, I'm talking again, as far as the relationship between Ksus and Mezonos, so the halacha, the famous din, that Eini Nizonos Veini Oise. I, by the way, deal with this all the time as well. Women who make far more money than their husbands are doing far better. They are CEOs, or they have very plum jobs and really plush positions, and their husbands don't come near them. So she says, "Any nizainus, any oisa? I don't need your nizainus. I can do just as well myself. I don't need your subsistence, your meager subsistence. You barely eke out a living. You're not carrying out your obligations. This is what Zemashani Yosef Kalayom Kalayim. Bimkom Vilmod Subis." I'm a tapa with all these issues. So here, in item number 9, this is the Gemara Ksubis, the Gemara Daf Nun Chesem Beis, where the Gemara says that Eini Nizonos Veini Oise. Now take a look at the Gemara Daf Nun Chesem Beis. It's also a famous Gemara. There's a question, which one is the Ikar? There are two Girsos in the Sugya. Which is the Ikar? The Ikar Mezonos, or the Ikar Maasei Yadayim? So take a look here, on Daf Nun Chesem Beis. The Gemara is Koveh, the Baal Zeicha B'Maasei Yidei Ishto, Temura Tamezonos Shimu Nosin, the Lashon of the Gemara is, that it's a quid pro quo. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, she says, so now the Ran, this is number 10, in the Dapi Ari, if you want to see it inside, the Ran, on your pagination, in your Rif, Chav Gimel and Beis. So there the Ran says, he's Lashitoso, that he yells, it's one Takona, we saw before. Ksus and Mezonos constitute one takona. So here again, the Ran is chozer on his particular position, and he says, in this situation, even Ksus ain't law. Take a look at Chav Gimel Amud Beis. See where it says, V'ho Hadin Nami. I don't know if you see that. You have in your, you want to see where it is. Rabbi Bam, in the smartphone Gemaras, it's on Daf. Samuches. Samuches, Pei Samuches, Omid Beis. You see Samuches Omid Beis? On the left-hand column. We can start actually on the bottom of the right-hand corner. You see, Rabbi Bam, on the bottom of Samuches Omid Aleph. Diksova, ki takinu abonon, mezoni ikar. You see that? Everyone see that? What? No, I'm reading the Ran. Dikasova. Dikasova ki takinu abonon mezoni ikar. Lower right-hand corner. Oh, you have the old Rans. So it's on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. That I know. Dapi Arif. You see where it is? Everyone have it? Mm-hmm. So he writes over here. I'm reading this whole thing. Tchilas takanto l'toivosa tiknua mishum nezimin lo sipka b'mais yodeo l'mezoni. That the Gemara says. V'tikno tchilas ikar takantem sheyozen ish esishto. Number one, the other tikkun she ma'aseh yodeh l'bayla mishum eva. Kevin the ikar takanto l'toivosa mishum didohu iyam lo nichali ba'achti busa shemim lo. It's all for her sake. It's for her tzorech. So if she doesn't want it, so then obviously we're going to accede to her request. U'mashma nami du'adin d'chol lo'ima eini no telas mo kesev ve'ein no seles meisor. Chen kosu avach l'goin zahal b'shil t'es b'ach edel mishpoti v'dobar baruhu. Shibim ma'aseh yodeh d'shrichi chol lo'ima in nizaneis. That's the Gemara between Shricha and Lo Shricha. Now the next piece, because of a Rozal, Makol Shomayin Nizonis Veni Oisa, Miyad Nizbadla Takanosa, Beshuven Nichol Loma, Nizonis Ani Vosa, Sheino Bedin Sheira, Beshus Biyoda, Lashanas Hador, Bekol Pam, Moshe Tirsa. What, we have right, that's correct. Well, this is a very whimsical, constantly fickle type of thing that undergoes constant changes. Shem Kain, Shalom Timso Malacha, Kamacha Amara Munitz, this is an impossible situation. That's it. Once she makes that statement, it is gone. B'shuv ein la mezonos. And now the next line is the one I wanted to read. Hu adin, nami den lo ksus. The ksus b'chlal mezonos. So this is the Ran, l'shitoso. The Ran again, once again, comments on the same idea. And as I said, that it would seem Dava Pasha when he says here ksus b'chlal mezonos, that even those who say ksus and mezonos are parallel chiyuvim, So I think we'll agree with what the Ran says over here. And we mentioned before here in the Shiltas, item number 6, the Shita of Elazar ben Yaakov. And Achronim actually have a machlokas, whether we pass them like that, or maybe she's mochel on mezonos. But again, as I said, when it says, any mezonos, any oseh, that lichora does not include ksus. Any mezonos, any oseh is a din of mezonos. That's halacha, that she's ready to go ahead and give up her mezonos, because she makes men much more ma'isi adayim. No, they're basically two separate things. So I want to just make a comment on this whole...
Why is it connected?
What?
It's two separate things. Why is it...
Okay, so that's the machlokes here. I'm just saying that... Let me explain to you what I mean. This is what I wrote down. Now, this already, I'm becoming a bit speculative, if you don't mind. Item number 11. There's a very famous machlokes in the Rambam and the Smag. This comes up a number of times. I'll give you maybe one or two examples of this. Namely, if I have different Isurim that I mentioned in one Pasuk, do we automatically assume that's called one Lav? Or Lav Davka, you can have in the same Pasuk, two separate Lavim, even though it's in the same Pasuk. So the Rambam Shita happens to be that they're considered to be as one Lav. I'll give you the best example. Al Tochlu Mimenu No. That's the Gemara Pesachim. Morning Kol Shah, the second parak. Al tochlu mimenu no, uvashel mevushel mamoyim. Kiim tzliyesh, roshu al krov yal kirbo. Now how do you interpret that pasuk? Are we talking about two separate lavim? Number one, there's an iser of achilas no. You can't eat, become Pesach ruo. And number two, you can't eat a mevushel. Vashel mevushel mamoyim. So is that one lav? Or is that two lavim? So the Rambam holds it's in one pasuk, it's one lav. Kach shita saramah, he writes it, I think in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm pretty sure you're probably questioning me, so I have to go and find it now.
Every time there's two.
Okay, you're asking, are there any exceptions to this rule? And that's a good question too. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay,
say that.
Let me just see if I can just find this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Here it is. In Mitzvah, Lo Sase, Mitzvah Kuf Chafei. The Rambam says in Kuf Chafei, I said Shurim on Perek Kol Shor for 2 years. So I got to this sugi as well at the end of Kol Shor. That was a very difficult Perek Yisuri Ano. Impossible. So the Rambam says, Hizhi Ronu Miachol Karim Pesach Mevusho? Oh no. Ela Tzli Yesh Bilvad. Hu Amoru Yisaleh? Al tochim menu no basha bushov anoim ukvar biyarti v'shorish tes mizah maima, that if you have, that's what the Rambam explains over there in shorish tes, that you have it in one pasuk, so the Rambam counts it as one lot. Okay, Rabbi Muniz asked if there are exceptions to this rule. That's what creates always the problem. But many acholik on the Rambam, I know this as acholik the Rambam the smag. That's what I said over there in Kol Shor. The smag holds that they're two separate lavin. So the Rambam is a shitaso. Why the shitaso? The Rambam took this pasuk, Sheira, what you mentioned, Rabbi Feinberg, Sheira, Ksusu, Vainosu, Lo Yigwa, the three chiyuvim is one mitzvah. And that's also in the Rambam here. Now I have to find that too. Here it is, Reish Samach Beis. The Rambam mentioned by Omer Ivriya. He says, Hizir, Lo Sase, Reish Samach Beis. He's here, me'anos ome ivriyok, shenik noisa, im nosa, ratzalomar, shenechase mimena, mezoino ksusa vainosa, al derech ho'inui, ve'hahach ava. You cause a kevim, by not providing what you're supposed to provide. V'u amaro, shere ksusa vainosa ligwa, v'zei sasdora, tichlo, kol mi she'isa bas Yisrael. Same thing, if you marry just a wife, a regular wife. So And he goes on quoting Mechilta, and then he goes on to say it's all one. So this is another example. Just one second, I just want to add one thing. So the Rambam counted all three chiyuvim as one. But however, here's where the... So if we read the language of the Rambam here, you don't know. I mean, we just read in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam is clear that they're not all Daraisa. So but here the Rambam doesn't say, although he's quoting a Pasuk, and they're all equal. As you're asking, it's a good Hara, it's a very good Hara. They talk on this, in general. No. Here's where you have again. The claw we just saw in the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. And yet here it's Mashma, if he assumes they're all one Pasuk. But the pella is that the Smag, who happens to be Cholik on the Rambam Lagabi in this whole Shita, namely, if you have two things in one pasuk, you can count them separately according to the smag. And yet, what does he do with reference to this? One mitzvah. Share exclusive enough, so the smag counts as one mitzvah. L'chura, there should be, obviously, separate, completely separate line items according to the smag. And what is going on? So somehow you have to assume the following. Tzvei dinim. That's what you have to answer this smag. And this gets a little bit ticklish. Namely, the smag holds that in a chanami, there's one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Lichyos chaye ishus im ishtecha. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live with your wife. And now the protim, there are three protim that are involved, that are subsumed under this title, under this rubric, which is a rubric hakolel. And what are the protim? Mizoinos, ksusin, oina. Basically, these items, let's say ksusin, mizoinos, are not necessarily chiyuvim that are monetary in nature, but rather they define the chaya ishus. And I want to bring you a right to this, and that's why I cited this Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin. Take a look in the page number 2, upper right hand corner. There's a Rambam Hilchos Gerushin that the Rambam here has the following very interesting halacha and paragul halacha gimel. The Rambam is talking about a situation of Mish and Ischarsha Ishto. I raised him a Garsha Beged Betia Megureshe. I just sat next to a Rav in one of the chasas I went to, number 19, since Tisha B'Av. So I sat next to an Israeli Rav, and he's in charge of Machleket HaCharashim in the Rabbanut. So I spoke to him, and he told me that today there is no individual who's a cheresh who cannot marry and cannot function. They have the technology today is literally wondrous, and there are cochlear implants. He was giving me a whole atzah that I heard from him, and he's in charge of the machleket acharashim and the rabbanut for marriage. He's a rabbi in some yeshuv somewhere.
So they don't have anything different.
What? There's no
different.
No, the pella is no. I only know v'shteitach. So that's the extent of my knowledge. You can, as a Rebbe of mine used to say, he was to say this, Rabbi Dulitz, Zechel Lebracha. Your knowledge, you can put into a thimble and there'd be a lot of room left. I forgot to quote that in my hespet. But anyway, this is when I was a sophomore at Rabbi Bauman High School. I said a hespet for him. This is Rabbi Dulitz. I'm also writing it. Maybe I'll add this. Thank you, now that I reminded myself. I don't know if that's such a shevach to say that about a Rebbe in riding a hesped like that. But the Zal Kachu Amali, Kama Pamim, Bo Pamachat, El Kama Pamim, Shamati Zemimena. You know what a thimble is? That the women use to protect themselves when they sew Toferis. That's one of the 24 Malachas, Yishai Selebaila. Kitzer, so the Rambam says over here, by the way, this is the parallel of this is because the Mishnah Baba Kama writes that, that's what I spoke about last night too, I mentioned this, Rabbi Baum, Shmia. Why is that so critical? Because if you are pogea in one of the evarim of a person, you have to pay for the dmei ha'eiver. Pogea ba'aznav, dmei kula. Because hakol tolu yibishmiya. I'm entitled to a drash too once in a while. Anyway, so here the Rambam says, mishin ischarsha ishto, ha'rezim megarsha beged, etiyah megureshet. Avlim nishtates, ena motzi ha'chetabri. Wow. Achille between ischarsha and nishtates. Rambam goes on to say, v'dovazeh, this poor woman who's suffering from some sort of whatever mental challenge that she has, she can't guard herself. ואין מחייבן עושה בשקסוס, בשקסוס ואינו, שאין כוח בבן דס, לא דור עם השייטן בבייס אחד. וואו, וואו, הרמה. I had a Rebbe, I won't say whom now, who quoted this Rambam, כל היום כל הלילה. That's how I know this Rambam. He used to quote this part of the Rambam, he says, Ich wollte doch mit Schöten, mit Talmidim, was ist ein Schöten. He says, Ein Derech, wenn das, ich bin aber das, ich wollte doch mit Schöten. Bei Sechon. What can he do? He was a Rebbe. You know who it is, Rabbi Yaski. I won't say who it is, publicly. He used to say this all the time. Anyway, the kids are, Wenn du khayb der fuwasel der deisa, wenn ger shavez mit gwesh mit zien deisa, wenn khayb vaxel der tapaba. So what do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam passing that there's a chil between Misha and Ischarsha and Misha and Ishtates. He said Misha and Ishtates, he says that you're not mechayev him to give her shek sus v'ayna, why? The Lashon again. Ein karach ben das, lo dur ma shekten, ba yisecha. Ma hap pshat b'zeh. What is this supposed to mean? So I always thought, I probably you have a pshat, Dr. Mazenkis, that, and this is how the, I think this is how the Achreinim understand this Rambam. That together, of the chiyuv of sharing sus, the Torah wants a husband to live with his wife, chayi ishus, and of course, ona is also part of that. He has to give her mezonos, has to give her ksus, has to give her ona. So together, mezonos like ona, ona's like mezonos, and that's what the Rambam says. Since ein koach ba'odom lodur im ha'sheit and ba'is echad, he's potter min ha'Torah b'sher ksus v'ayna. Why? Because the Torah only was mechayev me when a person is dar with his wife, it's a normalit. In a normal kind of circumstance, then the zadocha the mechuyit the bavida with shek sus vayna. And I lichora, there's a Rambam. I also wrote it down here. Malva v'loya. You see in Perakal Malva v'loya, lower left hand corner, page number 2. The Rambam here paskins another strange psak. That I'll just say it over because we don't have a lot of time. So the Rambam passes the halacha, a bal chayv, kodem le'isha, b'gvi asachov. Namely, there's an indebtedness to a debtor, to a creditor. I owe money. So now I also obligated to support my wife. Who comes first? Rambam paskins that a bal chayv is kodem le'isha. This is a pella. L'chura, as you indicated, is a pasuk chumish. Sher eksusu v'nosu le'igra. D'achiv d'araisa. This is a din daraisa, so shibudam kaidem. There's shibud of the wife clearly come before that of the bal chayv. You take a look at the Rambam. You can trust me. That's what the Rambam paskins here. And Allah is zayin in ches. What was that? No, I'm talking about the bal chayv. Bal chayv is kodem leisha b'gvi aschayv. I have to pay him first before I pay up the shibud to my wife. But that's a pelo also. The Rambam paskin bezonos eksus. If you hold the chiyuv daraisa, shibudam kaidem. So the answer apparently is that even though it's a daraisa, but still he has to be zan his wife, he has to be malbishah, and that's included in all the chiyuvim like oina. But bechalzos, it's not the same as a shibud of a balchay. A shibud of a balchay. So that shibud, the Gemara says, the old shibud of daraisa, that's for sure. But the Gemara says that shibud is al kakapta de gavra. And it's also Mishabi his nechosim. You can go down to his property, to the lover's property, and foreclose if necessary. But however, that doesn't apply in the case of a woman. In the case of a bal chayv, the pasuk says, there's a pasuk, it says, Yoytzi elecha ha'avoy tachutza. And Chazal, remember Babetzia, derives from that, that's already a shibud, a very strong kind of shibud. So I would say that's a shibud of daraisa. But mezonos and ksus, enechonam is daraisa. But the nechasim and not b'shuvim and atela, as far as zenis and ksus are concerned. That's the chur the chilek you have to make between these two. And this is also, I mean, it could be with the rabbanon there is a shibud, but only at a level of the rabbanon, not a level of the raisa. That's the gemara actually here in ksubis. I think we had it earlier. In Irish and espatza, and that memchesim and aleph. Yeah, the gemara says that mishalach l'midas hayam. Ishto tovas mezaynes bezdin yordan nechasim bezalim mefanas and es ishto. But that's a din d'rabbanan. That's not a din d'araisa. At a level of d'araisa, just 1 second. At a level of d'araisa, it doesn't apply. So by a bal chayv, there's a shibud of d'araisa. There you have a shibud nechasim that applies min ha'Torah, but that doesn't apply l'chur. And that's why the Rambam paskins here that a bal chayv is kodem b'gvi'asa. Okay, to say that, I'm asking. I'm just saying that The svara is that even though it's true that the chiyuv of ksus and mezonos that they are monetary in nature, but biyisoid hadvarim, they are protim that define the chayah ishus. They define what's included in chayah ishus. But it's not like shibin the chosim. A bal chayv, there's a shibin aguf and a shibin the chosim. It's clearly a chob mamoni. This is only a chiyuv shechal al karkafta de gadma. That's what I would say is the chiyuv between the two. And I think you have no choice but to say that. So I'm just going back to what I said at the very beginning, when the Imam comments about Abulazar ben Yankov, that he holds that ksus v'ayinu alone is daraisa, mezonos is darabonam. So now you understand what the Netziv said over here in item number 6. Namely, that only ksus v'daraisa, because they are clearly an integral chelek of the chaya ishus, what the Netziv says. Amenaske nosa. That's why I married him. That was the tnai according to Maisa. Mezonos is a chiyuv mamon. Mezonos is only a chob mamoni, and according to the Ramban, however, who said that ksus and mezonos are mechuyev takana rabbanon, so ksus is also not a hagdor of chaye ishus, but it's a takana mamoni. Apparently, that's similar to all the other balei achayv. You hear what I'm saying? I'm just saying a svara. It's easy to say svaras. Okay.
Two questions. One is, according to those sheep, we started with Rashi.
Right.
That mezonos is a daraisa. Maybe Rambam, I'm not sure. How do they understand the daraisa?
What's a simple pshat?
Reinterpret the whole thing.
Yeah, they obviously have to reinterpret.
It makes more sense because the whole thing is different. The whole
Takana. I mean, also we saw that.
How are you exchanging it?
No, but there are two deis in the Gemara. What's the ikar? That's right. Is the ikar mezonos? The ikar ma'aser yadayim? So maybe it's totally on that also. Depends how you read the Gemara. Yeah.
Maybe arrive at the first part. This is I'm coming out of a field here because I'm going with it, but
so that's when my father thought like that also. You know, my father said over, I heard this also once from an Admor. I once went to a Chassidish Tish, it's hard for you to believe. I went to a Ger Tish in 1971. So when the Ger Rebbe, I think the at least two or three maybe removed from the present one, but I forgot which one it was. Who was the Ger Rebbe in 71? Which one? Yeah, what was he called? Each one has a title. So what I couldn't deal with, Rabbi Baum, was the Tish Bekesher that were, the moment the Rebbe arrived, it was Kriyas Yam Suf. I almost lost my life. I wasn't aware that was going to happen. The Pasuk, Vayimrsu Aso Bashar, I want to get the next word after that. Akim of the Haftar and Tanakh. So then I saw the Tish Bekeshes were tearing. So I asked Shabbos, what is going on there? So they told me, it's not a psik ratio, as a psik ratio, all kinds of gerers are big labdonim, meridik alabdon. Okay, so there the Rebbe said over in the Tish the following. And I actually got very close. I was much younger, and I realized that the only way I called the Olam Golar, so Baruch Hashem, I went with the flow. Halachti mazer. Anyway, so he said, Al shtei lechem yitzu smimin. That's what you remind me of. Two things that can break a person. What are the shtei lechem? Number one is parnasa, and the tveita is the vine. The foy, ziken tzubrechen amench. What? So someone told me at a chassan, one of the chassans, maybe number 16, I sat next to a very chashan rav, so he told me this rav, that a foy is a sugya, but I've learned the sugya, ganz gut. That's what he told me. You have to learn the sugya well in order to be able to be married, and otherwise, if you don't learn the sugya well, you can have many problems. Okay. Shikoyah.
No.